The Society of Friends has had a long tradition of publishing written reflections on theological and practical matters. An outstanding example of a British Quaker writer was Caroline Amelia Stephen, who lived from 1834 to 1909. Her father, Sir James Stephen, was Regius Professor of History at Cambridge University, and her brother, Sir Leslie Stephen, was a brilliant writer of his time. Her first book, The Service of the Poor, in 1871, was a study of religious sisterhoods, institutions that held great appeal to her, despite her commitment to the role of the family. When she joined the Society of Friends, she nevertheless adopted the plain grey dress style and spent much time on spiritual pursuits. In 1908, she wrote about the single life as follows, quote, "If it be our lot to stand apart from those close natural ties by which life is for most people shaped and filled, let us not be in haste to fill the gap. Let us not carelessly or rashly throw away the opportunity of entering into that deeper and more continual acquaintance with the unseen and eternal things, which is the natural and great compensation for the loss of easier joys. We must grasp the master key of life, so as to be able to turn everything to good and fruitful account." End of quote. Caroline had a limited education, yet was able to write very effectively. In a sense, she was free from literary conventions and created her own style of writing. In addition, she found great freedom in the silence of Quaker meeting for worship and valued greatly the ministry of women in those meetings. She had a strong conviction that she should follow her own moral leadings, and that women had a particular perspective to bring to a patriarchal environment. Her most famous book, Quaker Strongholds, was published in 1890, and is still seen as an excellent expression of the Quaker faith. In the book, Caroline Stephen explained her approach this way, quote, "The one cornerstone of belief upon which the Society of Friends is built is the conviction that God does indeed communicate with each one of the spirit he has made, in a direct and living in-breathing of some measure of the breadth of his own life. And further, the Quaker ideal, as I understand it, requires a continual weighing of one thing against another, a continual preference of the lasting and deep over the transient and superficial. To my own mind, this view seems to require the liberal use of whatever is truly helpful to our best life." End of quote. Of worship, she said, quote, "It is a deep quietness of heart and mind, a laying aside of the preoccupation with passing things, a resolute fixing of the heart upon that which is unchangeable and eternal." End of quote. And on a later occasion, she said, quote, "In the united stillness of a truly gathered meeting, there is a power known only by experience and mysterious even when most familiar." End of quote. Caroline Stephen was the sister of Leslie Stephen, who was the father of Virginia Woolf, and Caroline greatly encouraged her niece in writing. There seems to be clear evidence that the two had close contact and that Virginia Woolf learned much from Caroline Stephen, not least from the fact that Caroline had suffered ill health from the stress of playing the role of dutiful daughter when her own mother was sick and then after she died. In addition, Leslie himself tended to belittle Caroline's writing and see her as a person blighted by a lost love affair in her youth, even though there was no evidence of any such person or event. After Virginia's father, Leslie, died, Virginia had an episode of mental disturbance and spent some time staying with Caroline and attending the Cambridge Quaker meeting in England. She was apparently reassured by Caroline's awareness of inner voices as a source of inspiration for writing. Caroline supported Virginia in submitting her writing to The Guardian, and this led her to her first published article in 1904. In Caroline, Virginia found the model of a woman taking control of her life and writing her own books. Caroline left a significant sum of money to Virginia in her will, and this helped Virginia to live a more independent life. Caroline Stephen is credited with having influenced many young Quakers who visited Cambridge for study. She also was in contact with young friends in the USA through her writings. Virginia Woolf wrote after Caroline died that, quote, "the last years of her life among her flowers and with young people round her seemed to end fittingly a life which had about it the harmony of a large design." End of quote. This is David Purnell. I acknowledge the use of material from Alison Lewis's A Quaker Influence on Modern English Literature and Quaker Spirituality by Rick Moody.